Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Vardhman Textiles 4Q FY23 earnings conference call hosted by Batlivala & Karani Securities India Private Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask question after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone telephone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Abhishek Nigam from Batlivala & Karani Securities India Private Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Hi, everyone. Good evening, and thank you so much for joining us today. From management, we are joined today by Mr. Neeraj Jain, Joint Managing Director, Mr. Sushil Jhamb, Director, Raw Materials, Mr. Rajeev Thapar, CFO, Mr. Mukesh Bansal, Head of Fabric Marketing, and Mr. Varun Malhotra, Head of Finance. Now, without any further delay, I will hand over to Mr. Neeraj Jain for opening remarks. Thanks.
Hi. Good afternoon, everyone. Abhishek, I'm sure I'm audible enough?
Yes, sir, you are loud and clear.
Okay. This quarter has been better than the previous quarter. You would have seen the results. In terms of utilization on the spinning business, we were better. Third quarter has been one of our worst quarters because of the utilization, very high cotton prices, low demand, and so and so on. Definitely, there was a little bit betterment, and the spinning utilization was almost full for us. Country as a whole also, I think, the third quarter, we were estimating the utilization of spinning in the range of about 60%-65%, which as of now, our feeling is will be higher than 90%. One is the overall demand and the utilization. Second is the margin, which I'll talk a little later. In terms of utilization, definitely things have improved for India. In terms of fabric utilization, this period was where our utilization has been range about 80%-85%. Still not reaching the 100% level as the overall textile is still under somewhat concerns, the overall scheme of things. This is a period where after seeing a very negative period of October, November, December, where everyone in the system wanted to reduce the stocks, so there was a destocking going on with every brand, whether it's domestic or exports. As a result of that, people were not demanding at all. Also, the third quarter was a period where the cotton prices, which went to as high as 1 lakh rupee candy, they were coming down, so everyone in the system wanted to wait to buy so that the inventory losses are not there. Starting practically the 4 months, starting somewhere September, August, September last year till November, December, has been a very, very difficult period. From that perspective, definitely there is an improvement. Coming to the cotton prices, the international prices also during that period had gone to as high as $1.40-$1.50 per pound. Most of this period, since March, they have been in the range of about $0.78-$0.85. I mean, average could be around $0.82-$0.83 or $0.84 in this period. Commensurate to that, the Indian prices also readjusted to almost 63,000-64,000 rupees a candy, which was much higher before. Also, this was a period where because of crop damage in Pakistan, their capacity utilization was much less. Pakistan is one of the biggest supplier of coarser counts in the world market, especially to China. Since they were not operating fully, so there was been a part of the orders which came to India also. Though margins may be there or not there, but at least in terms of utilization, definitely it helped. This was another optimism in this period was the opening up of China. After the COVID restrictions, which were too stringent there, the government of China decided to open it up, and slowly the markets were opening, and definitely there has been a more optimism for that market also. There has been a buying of yarn from Chinese market also, which practically for before that 6 months was not there at all. We saw last call also I mentioned there were three scenarios. One, the overall demand was less because of the high inflation, interest rates going up, EMI is increasing, energy price is going to a different level. So people were, all the discretionary demands were less. And in this period, I think definitely there has been an improvement in that. And more people start looking at it because the worst of the risk, it looks like, is over. Two, most of the brands were destocking. So in the earlier period, and they were full of with the inventories where they were reducing their inventories. And as a result of that, they were not buying at all. I think definitely there's been an improvement, and brand by brand, whosoever, wherever the destocking was done, they started buying slowly in this period also. Third, the supply chain also improved. So earlier people were having concerns on the supply chain, so they were still feeling by the time material reaches them, it will be again a devaluation of goods. That part was also over. So the normalcy of business surely started happening in this period. And in addition to that, the optimism of China and non-availability of yarn from Pakistan also helped the Indian spinner to do a little better in terms of utilization. The cotton rate continues to be high in India in comparison to what it used to be earlier. We are talking of the US cents, the cotton which is available in India over and above New York future. So if you look at the historic prices, it used to be in the range of about 4 to 6 cents, which in this period most of the time was in the range of about 12 to 15 cents. Even today also would be close to about 12, 13 cents only. So definitely the Indian spinner's margin has got a hit. So we had two issues. One issue is the overall demand is less, the world, and still people are expecting a overall spinning utilization of only about 80%. So that's one impact because where the demand is less, so the prices are not really commensurate to the cost. Two, the Indian spinner margin is less because of our higher cotton prices compared to the compared to what we used to have earlier. And that disadvantage still continues. Of course, it's a little lower than what it used to be, but definitely that disadvantage is there even as on today also. The fabric utilization, I think, are almost in the range of about 80-85%. The situation remains same over there also. Overall demand has been less. People have not been buying. The most of the brands were destocking. So as a result of that, they were not buying. So we were in a position to utilize this much capacity. And even as on today also, the situation remains same. Another silver lining in last couple of weeks is definitely, so we, if you look at the all these segments, you talk of spinning, talk of knitting, weaving, home textiles, garmenting, practically 20-25% utilization has been lower in last 4 months, 5 months. So the first silver lining which is started looking at, looking like is the home textile, where definitely their capacity utilization has improved in last couple of weeks, and they are reaching almost, depending upon the company, they are reaching almost 90-95% utilization, which is one signal where we can say definitely the demand has started coming in, or maybe the destockings are over and people have started buying again. And if one segment is started working, I'm sure the other should also may also coming in next maybe in the near future over a period of time. So our company also, the utilization at all spinning almost running full capacities. The margins in this period has been generally in the range of about 70 US cents. If you go by the market prices of yarn vis-a-vis the cotton, so not more than 70 cents. Whereas in India, many a times it was in the range of about maybe 60 cents also because of the prices of cotton which I mentioned earlier. The fabric margin, relatively, whenever the yarn comes down, the fabric margins improve. So as a result of that, the integrated player like us, we had the advantage compared to the standalone spinners, where the margins were a little better in terms of the overall EBITDA margins. So that's the situation till now. I think the remaining things we can discuss and we can explain along with the Q&A session.
We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Our first question is from the line of Avnish Chandra from SMIFS. Please go ahead.
Thank you for this opportunity and congratulations to management team on improved margin performance, though it is far from still normal margin. Sir, first very obvious question, in your opening remarks you have mentioned that you are working at now 100% capacity utilization in spinning division. So there, and we are holding our capex plan for long. So any new thought on your capex plan? Anything you can guide on that?
There are two issues which I mentioned in the last call also, and I'm repeating that. So one is the overall demand is less in the world markets because of the various uncertainties. So I think there is a concern on that, but I think that's not really that big a concern, because if the overall ultimate markets will improve, it's a matter of time. So we're really, really not much bothered about the same. And I think that's not really a big concern. The second is the India specific. If our cotton price continues to be higher than the world markets, probably then the concern could be a little longer, even if the things improve the worldwide. But if our cotton prices continues to be higher, which are as of now, then probably whether the kind of margins which are expected, whether they'll be back or not in next 2 to 3 years. Because ultimately what will happen is the margins are not good, expansions doesn't happen, some of the spinning plants, whoever is a weaker plant will be going, will be stopping the capacity. So eventually the margins will improve. But all the questions and concerns is, when does these correction of prices or cotton prices happen? When does the normalcy in our raw material happens? And unless that happens, I think we are still waiting, or we still want to wait maybe for next some more time before we make up a mind and we start looking at the big expansion. So it's better looking at the world situation. In our view, in our management's view, it's better to wait for some more time before the clarity is there and we start expanding. And in any case, we have just completed our 100,000 spindles, which we have started utilizing on a fully basis now. So I think we also like to consolidate maybe till the time we take a final view on this.
Okay, sir. And sir, you highlighted this international and domestic cotton prices. So sir, international is 84 cent and we are at 63-64. So still we are not having parity, or it is now very close to parity in your view?
No, sir. So, you know, the way we measure the Indian cotton is always whatever is the New York future. And how much is the premium on that? So if you look at the New York future today, is let's say 83-84 cents. The American cotton is available 15 cents over and above the New York future. So the cost of American cotton to, let's say, Vietnam is about 14-15 cents higher than that. So if it is 83 and 14 cents, means 97 cents the Vietnamese spinner will be getting the imported cotton or the American cotton. Whereas the Indian cotton today is close to about 95-96 cents. So the yarn made out of American cotton will always have a premium of 15-20 cents. So whatever is the Vietnamese spinner selling, our yarns will be sold 15 cents, 20 cents lower than that. But if our cotton prices are same, then we cannot make money. So the way in India people look at whatever is the New York future, 4 cents, 5 cents, 6 cents higher than that has been our historic cost. We never look at the New York future is higher or lower. Because ultimately, if the New York future is higher, the yarn price will also increase worldwide. But if cotton prices are higher in India, we alone will not be in a position to increase the prices in the world markets. That's where I'm saying the Indian prices are still higher on the basis compared to what it used to be earlier, and that's what is giving us a concern today.
Okay, understood. And sir, one bookkeeping thing, how much cotton inventory today we have, and is there any that situation of cotton arrival in mandi improved?
So the overall arrival in India till now is close to about 237 lakh bales. Or I mean, anything people are, maybe it could be 24 million bales as well. The crop size, there has been a different estimates of the crop size. So the CAI, which started with almost 34 million bales, today has come down to 30 million bales. The COPC, they were at 337 lakh bales, so they're still at 337 lakh bales. And the 240 is coming. The daily arrival even today also is in the range of 125,000 bales to about 140,000 bales. So it looks like there doesn't seem to be a much of concern on the overall availability and arrival of cotton. Of course, it is unprecedented that we get this much of cotton in the month of April, May, which has never happened. But yes, it's coming regularly, and it doesn't seem to be a really a shortage of cotton. It's only the farmers are in a position to bring it slowly so that they can maintain the parity, which is a kind of a different experience the India had for the first time, because we cannot import it as of now because of this duty component. So we have to be dependent upon the Indian cotton, and somehow it looks like the farmer could understand this need, and they are bringing it slowly. But otherwise, in terms of availability, etc., there doesn't seem to be that kind of a concern that the cotton will not be there or what happened last year. I don't think that's the situation really.
Okay, sir. Thank you very much for all detailed answer. I will come back in queue. Thank you.
Sure.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Prerna Jhunjhunwala from Elara Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity, sir. So I would like to understand the demand from the Chinese market. Now that you're saying that the demand in the Chinese market is better, and we are also seeing that Indian cotton prices versus Vietnamese cotton, which it imports from America, are also similar, and anyways they command a premium of 20 cents. And Indian cotton will also be available at the same level. Then why is are we not able to make margins?
Because our cotton price is same as the Vietnamese getting the American cotton. So if my yarn is sold 20 cents lower than them, how will I make money?
Okay, I thought that Vietnamese yarn is higher.
Whatever is the yarn based out of American cotton, which Vietnam is one of the big players, whatever yarn they sell from the cotton which is produced in USA, whatever is their yarn price, our yarn price will be 15-20 cents lower than that. And if my cotton price is same what is Vietnam is getting as American cotton and I'm getting Indian cotton at that price, then to that extent I will lose money.
Okay, understood, sir. Understood. Sir, at current spreads, what would be the industry margin?
So 60 to 70 cents for Indian spinner.
Okay. Okay. Understood. And this is gross margin, no? Or a bit down?
Yeah.
Okay. And sir, what is the hurdle in higher utilization of woven fabrics? Because the demand for woven apparel definitely is better than knit apparel in the market. So what is the reason for not being able to sell utilize our capacities to the fullest?
No, I think if we look at all segments, whether it's denim, whether it's weaving, whether it's knitting, whether it's home textile, the demand has been very, very dull in this period. So that's the reason it is less. I mean, if you look at even the knitting also, even the denim is still running at about 60% capacity utilization. The knitting would be running at about 65-70%. So to that extent, woven is in the range of about 80-85%. But it's not that the woven is running at 100% utilization. So I'm talking about the world market. So every year, because the demand is lower, whether it's woven or it's knit or it's denim, everything, I think there's definitely some reduction in the overall consumption.
Okay. And what should we be looking at if we want to understand that there are green shoots in improvement in demand?
So one is the home textile, which is one signal for sure.
Okay.
And the two is the spinning capacity utilization because of the Chinese demand or the other demand. So definitely we have improved. So these are the signal signs. And if you look at even the denim also, I think 4 months back, their utilization had come down to about 40-45%, which is now in the range of about 65% or so. So definitely there's an improvement in every segment, but whether to the desired or to the 100% level, no. But surely it looks like we have definitely improved in every segment in the textile in last 3-4 months.
Okay. So sir, what will be your expectation for FY 2024 as a year? Because still we are not seeing any major improvement in demand to the fullest, and margins continue to remain under stress.
Yeah. So it looks like first 6 months, and still, I mean, on one hand, though, we are saying things are better compared to what it used to be, and I still maintain the same. But at the same time, next couple of months, it will be a roller coaster in any case. So I don't think the next 6 months we are likely to have any major trend or many major improvement in one direction. And the 23-24 should be or could be better than 22-23, but whether we'll really come back to the normal margins for 6 months, it doesn't look like, because you look at now, we are already in the month of May. The cotton prices, the next cotton season will start somewhere in the month of September. So going by the arrival pace and the way cotton prices are behaving, I don't think there's likely to be any major drop in the cotton prices in the next 2 months, 3 months time, and mills will have to buy for this season. So any major improvement or hope which is there, it will be beyond September only.
Okay, okay. And sir, your cotton inventory holding this for this season, and what has been the procurement strategy, and are you going to use any hedges?
So we are, first of all, we are not doing any hedging as of now, because most of the hedging we do whenever we import in a bigger rate. This year we are not doing any hedging, first of all. Two, if I look at the overall inventory with the mill sector, our estimate is it would be in the range of about 60 days or so as of now. That's our estimate, going by, considering the total arrivals, consumption gap on exports and imports, it would be in the range of maybe about 60 days or so. So for us, it will be, I think we are in the range of maybe about 90 days or 90-95 days or so. But definitely, we are also a little conscious, because once the new arrival comes in, probably there could be a possibility of a lower prices also. So two, we also want to look at how, because the business is also very hand to mouth on a daily basis. So we are also being a little conservative as of now on the cotton buying.
Okay. Okay. So one question just in my mind, how do we look at growth then when we're not expanding over the next 2 to 3 years? Are we looking at any other opportunities in the textile segment apart from spinning and woven fabrics? Because there we, woven has taken a longer time to utilize fully, and spinning margins continue to remain volatile like this, and import duty is a government call, so we cannot wait for government to change their
stance. Definitely, so I agree with you. One area of improvement could be only the moment we start utilizing our full capacity of the weaving division, so there could be some improvement on the top line or margins coming from that. Two, I think till the time we are very sure of the future of the industry and we are very sure of our cost factors, the concern will be whether we should look at the top line and keep growing, or we should be concerned about the bottom line also and wait for some more time. So today, anytime we want to put up a spinning project, because now the kind of queen which was there with the machinery manufacturers, that's not there. Today you can get a machinery in 6 months, 8 months time. So once again, the spinning project expansion would be completed in about 12 months or so. So we haven't decided ki hum ek saal, do saal, we want to wait for another 1 or 2 years before we start the project. I'm only saying we want to have the comfort before we relook at these projects. And as of now, we are not really, really comfortable going by the overall cost factors in the system. So that's what we think. It's better to wait for some more time. So I'm not saying 2 years, 3 years, but definitely we'll wait for the right or an appropriate time. And whenever we think there's a consistent demand or there is any concern on our servicing to the customers, probably that's the time we might take a view as well.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much for detailed answers. All the best.
Sure.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Amit Khetan from Laburnum Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, good evening, and thanks for the opportunity. Sir, could you share some perspective on how much spindle capacity addition has taken place globally as well as in India? And this is in the last 2 or 3 years post-COVID. And besides India, where have most of these capacity additions taken place?
So if we look at, first, let's look at the Indian scenario. Indian scenario, the overall spinning expansion or the overall spindles supplied in Indian market will be close to about 2.5-3 million spindles in last 1 year. And out of that, about 70% is the expansion and about 30% goes for the modernization. So if you go by 2.5-3 million spindles, that means close to about 1.7-1.8 million spindles would have been added into the Indian system, new spindles. And also there's always some mills which will be stopping the production. So we estimate maybe about 500,000 spindles will be going off from the system, the older system. So which means the net-net addition to the Indian spinning mills, the Indian spinning could be in the range of about 1.2-1.3 million spindles, which is about 2-2.5% of our installed spinning capacity. If you look at the world market, the total world market today is close to about 240-245 million spindles, and the net-net addition in the entire world is in the range of about 4-4.5 million spindles, because total about 7 million spindles are supplied everywhere. And almost out of that, again, 30%, if we look at 30% goes for the modernization, that means the 5 million spindles, which are the new capacity, and maybe another 1 million spindle is going off from the various countries. So the net addition could be in the range of about 4 million spindles or so. So this is a period where all these 15-16 lakh spindles, which would have come to India, is not that one house has there. So most of the places, I think the expansions are in the range of about 40,000 spindles to maybe one or two factories may would have added about 100,000 spindles. For example, Vardhman added 100,000 spindles equivalent. So this is a very scattered kind of expansions which have happened. And third, I think there is no greenfield project which is coming. Most of the expansions which have come in, the existing players have added some capacities to their existing locations, or maybe the existing groups has taken a new location, but as such, no new group has come in a big way for adding the capacity into the system. So the earlier thought 2 years back, where everyone wanted to expand on the spinning business, probably that's not the scenario today.
Got it. That's very helpful. Outside of India, where have most of these capacity additions taken place?
So most of the capacity expansion other than India, so the Uzbekistan, Bangladesh, Turkey, these are the three bigger players where the capacity. China is not adding, their net-net, they are reducing also. Only Pakistan is not adding, Indonesia is not adding. So the bigger capacities are coming in, and maybe some capacities coming into the Central American zone also, where they have the advantage of cost, et cetera.
Got it. And lastly, given that we are not doing any kind of expansion CapEx for FY24, what would be our normal maintenance CapEx for this year?
In the range of almost about 300 crore rupees or so.
Okay. All right. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Falguni Dutta from Jet Age Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir. So just a repetition, what is the normally, what is the premium at which Indian cotton goes versus the New York cotton, and why is there a premium?
So American cotton is the contamination-free cotton. It's all machine-picked, so there is no contamination in that cotton. So that is why the yarn made out of American cotton sells at a premium. Indian cotton, in terms of other characteristics, which is the length, strength, touch, is very, very good or maybe comparable to the American cotton, but it is only and only contamination where our cotton is sold at a discount.
Sir, I missed the last part. So you said, what did you say? Why is our cotton normally at a premium to American?
No, I said in terms of length, strength, touch, our cotton is comparable or even better than American cotton.
Okay.
The only disadvantage is our cotton is all manually picked, so it is very contaminated. There are lots of contamination in the Indian cotton. That's why the yarn made out of American or Australian or Brazilian cotton sells at a premium.
Okay. Understood. And sir, so that's why you said Vietnamese cotton yarn will also sell at a premium because it's made from American cotton.
Generally, they use the American or the Australian, so that's why they have the advantage.
Okay. And sir, how are our, normally, how have our cotton prices been compared to the American cotton prices?
So, as I said, the American cotton is available at 15 cents, 16 cents, 15 cents over New York futures. Our cotton historically has been about 5 cents over New York futures. So, we'll always be about 8 to 10 cents lower than American cotton. And if we translate into the yarn, it will be almost about 20, 25 cents for the yarn. But in this period, our cotton is almost comparable to American cotton.
Okay, and that's the reason which is creating a problem. I mean, you said that this is what is... hello? Yeah, am I audible?
Yes,
sir, correct me if I am wrong. So currently as we speak, our cotton is at par with American cotton and hence the problem of lower margins.
Correct.
Okay. And sir, last question is on the other expenses part, why has it been quite a bit lower YOY?
One second. Other expenses.
For the quarter.
You are comparing it to corresponding quarter?
Same time, last year, Q4 of FY22.
Last year, there was the extraordinary item of hedging loss on cotton derivatives.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fine, sir. Thank you. That's all from us.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Neeraj Mansi from White Pine Investment Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Just one small query on the replacement cost. Can you share what is the cost of putting up a greenfield capacity in rupees per spindle and a brownfield capacity in rupees per spindle?
It doesn't make much of a difference nowadays between greenfield or the brownfield unless there is some cost in terms of land, building, etc. is required. So today the cost of putting up a new spinning capacity is almost in the range of about 80,000 rupees or so per spindle.
And sir, please share, what was it, say 5 years back or 6 years back around this number?
So it would be 5 years back would not be more than 50,000 rupees or so. 55,000.
And sir, what has caused this price to go up? Because there has been some correction in the commodities also. So do you think this is sustainable or it will come down, the cost of making...
There are a couple of factors. One is, if we look at the cost of all building material, it has gone up substantially in the last 5-6 years. So I think every 2-3 years, I mean every year, there's some automation which will be improved by the vendors also. And whenever they come up with a new model, they'll keep improving their pricing also because they will be bringing in more and more features also in the system. Now, whether you will really be benefited by those features significantly or not, but definitely their cost of machine will keep increasing. Third, I think slowly people are going for more and more automation in general also. So, for example, roving transportation. 5-6 years back, it was really a kind of hardly someone would be going. But today, all projects are conceived with this only. You look at 10 years back, people were thinking whether we should go in for auto-dopping or not. Today, it's a given situation. You'll go with the auto-dopping only because there's no other way you can maintain that. So I think few things, technology there, which was an optional couple of years back, today has become a basic technology. And the cost is this.
Hello?
So
then, do you see this margins to go up and then only will the players be adding capacity?
Definitely. I mean, we have to have the right margin because whatever margin on a 60 cent, 70 cents gross margin, industry cannot make money. So to make us a right money, we have to go to maybe about 90 cents to $1 kind of a margin.
Okay. So which means that until the industry reports an average EBITDA of what they did last year,
No. That was much higher. That was also an exception.
Right.
That was also an exception. So EBITDA of 15-16% on the sales.
Okay.
15-18% of the sales, I think, generally suffice the purpose.
Got it. So is it right to put that number at, say, 60 rupees kilo EBITDA in the yarn side?
No. 60 will be much higher. So you have to look at it. I mean, generally, the concept is about 8 rupees, 9 rupees a spindle. So on a 5 spindles, maybe about 45 to 50 rupees.
45 to 50. And with the current would be how much, sir, in rupees per kg?
Current would be what? Maybe about 15, 20 rupees? On a best case scenario, or many, many places, it will be even almost marginal or much less than that also.
Got it, sir. So that's what I mean. Basically, you are saying that 30-35 rupees or 25-35 rupees range increase in EBITDA required for industry to think of adding more capacity.
That is true. So as I mentioned, our average EBITDA today, the gross margin is 60 cents, which has to go to 90 cents. So you look at a 30 cent, 25 to 30 rupees a kg improvement is required minimum.
Got you. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Thank you. Before we move to the next question, a reminder to the participant, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Resham Jain from DSP Asset Managers. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Good afternoon, sir. So my question is, one is on the overall inventory levels. Compared to last year, the cotton prices have come down meaningfully. I'm saying March end. And if you look at inventory, it is just 400-500 crores lower at consolidated level. So as compared to last year, are we carrying a slightly higher inventory in terms of number of months?
No. The last year also, when we, if you look at the February, March, the prices were much lower. The prices have increased beyond March only. April, May started going up. So if you are comparing with 31st March figures,
it's like
prices,
like,
of cotton, okay. Prices of cotton were in the range of 55,000-57,000 rupees only, or 60,000 rupees only. So it is only in the month of April where the government gave a relaxation on the duty part, the international prices went up and the Indian prices also aligned to that. So it's only April, May where we have seen the cotton increase, the peak of cotton prices.
Understood, sir. And so the second question is more on the balance sheet side. The debt of close to 1800 odd crores at the consolidated level versus 2700 crores of cash. Are the interest rates quite different between the two? And that's why we have more cash and at the same time we have debt as well.
No, the debt is generally a long-term debt. So where we have some subsidies also from the government, and the cash availability is one of the offshoot is because of we didn't buy enough cotton, so the cash improvement was there. We do not have any working capital debt as such, so it's most of the debt which is there in the books is the long-term debt, which is the debentures as well as some long-term loans from the bank.
Okay.
Or maybe the working capital would be under the export packing credit, which is definitely at a much lower price.
So most of the debt, one can assume, will be at a lower interest cost than a normal level or a normalized debt.
No. Or maybe for the term loan, yes, but for the debentures would be at market price.
Okay, understood. And sir, just one related question here is that because 24 we don't have very large capex as of today, and I could see almost 33% of your net worth is in cash right now, and that too in the March, September, this will be further higher, given that the inventory level may not be very large at that point of time. So how do you think, because your ROEs are getting depressed significantly because of this, one third of your net worth in cash not into earning anything into from a business perspective, how do you think about this?
Two things. On the second part, I am also, I am in agreement with you. that one-third of the net worth is not into the business, so the earning will keep depressing for sure. And but the concern or the question is whether we should keep investing without having a comfort on the business scenario, which I'm sure it's not that we are not going to expand, it's only a matter of time and we want to wait and pause for a little better time. And I think definitely there are plans. So the expansion would happen, if not in 24, maybe 25 or so. Second, our March numbers and September numbers, there's not going to be any reduction in the September numbers from this, because in any case, March also, we have one of the lowest inventories. Normally, March inventory is much higher, but this year, our inventory is so low that the September or March is not going to make any much of difference to us.
Because, sir, you will keep adding profitability to this number next year as well. So how would you think about, because your capex, even if you do capex, let's say in next 2 years, the amount of capex will not be like 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 crores. And your yearly cash generation itself will be like closer to more than whatever number it might be, 1,000 to 1,300, 1,400 crores, whatever that number might be. But will you be doing capex beyond that number also in future, and that's why you're keeping such a high level of cash?
I mean, it all depends upon the opportunities. For example, last year we were very comfortable with the opportunities and we already announced almost 300,000 spindles together. So I think once the business model becomes normal, or maybe we have a comfort, why not to look at whatever we have announced, we may implement it also in a one go. One. Number two, whatever extra cash is available, the part of that cash has to be utilized for the purchase of raw cotton as well. Because this year our inventory is really, really at a very, very marginal. So that's why this is showing this kind of a cash position. But if you look at our normal years, probably 1,000 or maybe 1,200 crores of additional raw material would have been there. So the cash position would not have been that kind of a situation which is showing today. But yes, your question is valid, concern is valid. We are also concerned about the same. And I feel personally, maybe once the situation becomes normal, there could be a little better or a little aggressive expansion mode happen in our company as well.
Okay, perfect, sir. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you. A reminder to the participant, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Akshay Kotari from Envision Capital. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, regarding the farmer thinker, just wanted to know that yield per hectare of cotton in India is very low. So what are the main reasons for it, and could there be some sort of arrangement wherein we procure seeds for farmers and then we get the output, some sort of arrangement like that? So it would solve both of the problems, because throughput will increase and at the same point of time we are also supporting the cotton ecosystem.
If you look at the reason for the cotton lower yield, one, our farms are very, very fragmented. It's a very, very small size of the farmland. I mean, just to give you an idea, if India has 34 million bales, there are almost more than 6 million farmers who are doing the farming of cotton. So on an average, one farmer has only 5 bales. So that's the kind of size we are talking of. Two. Our seed which is available in the system is very old, and the new seeds are not available in India. As a result of that, the yields are also low. Third, we still do not have entire irrigated area, so there are lots of areas which are still rain-fed. So that's also a reason where if the rain is insufficient or higher, the crop gets damaged. So the biggest reason would be the very small farm size. As a result of that, the crop cultivation, and then second is the seed, because of which we are not in a position to do that. Having said that, procuring seeds, and I mean, for us, our annual consumption is almost 15 lakh bales. If I want to look at that, we buy seed and we get a farming done, probably I require to work with 300,000 farmers. 3 lakh farmers, which won't be possible for any company to do that.
Understood. So, but that is to on an average 3 lakh farmers, which you have come up with the figure.
Actually, you have 1,000, 2,000, 5,000, 10,000 will not be
able. Understood. Okay, sir. So, so is there any plan for the government where they will they are trying to replace these old seeds, or what
they
is the
status? They have already constituted a committee under Mr. Suresh Kota, who is working on all these ideas. So, I think those discussions, they have already have a couple of meetings with the government. But I think whenever the final view will be taken by the textile ministry, then it will go to the Ministry of Agriculture if they approve. And normally it is said, whenever a new seed is approved, they will be doing the experimentation, and it generally takes about 3 years for the commercialization of a new seed, whenever they decide.
Okay. Yeah, so that's it from my side. Thanks a lot and all the best.
Thank you. Reminder to the participant, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Sharad from Indian Institute of Management, Kozhikode. Please go ahead.
Hi sir, Sharad this side. I just wanted to understand what has been our realization per kg of yarn for this quarter as well as for an year-on-year basis.
Sorry?
Realization per kg of yarn for this quarter as well as on an year-on-year basis.
So, in this period, the average market price has been in the range of about $3.30 for 30 spooned. Last year was almost $4.50.
Okay, sir. Sir, do you see any improvement in this average realization over the next quarters?
Very difficult to say. First, we have to continue utilizing the full capacity. Once that happens, only the margin improvement can happen only after that. And this has been a period where all the mills are starting to utilize the capacity only. So, I mean, if the overall demand improves in terms of all the segments, definitely the yarn would also start improving. But till the time we are looking at knitting, as I mentioned earlier also, the knitting, denim, weaving, every segment is working only at about 70% utilization. In that scenario, it won't be possible for improve or increase the yarn prices alone.
Okay, thank you so much for the reply.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Abhineet Anand from MK Global Financial Service. Please go ahead. Please go ahead.
So I just wanted to understand today if we have to put up the capacity, what could be the lead time for that?
So normally it is about 12 months or so.
So in between there were issues around supply constraints, right? So all those have eased out today, sir?
As of now, it's totally eased out because there's no one who is giving any new orders. So most of the machinery vendors, they are just supplying the older orders they booked. But as of now, there's definitely they haven't got any new order in the last 6 months or so till the time since this situation has deteriorated. So as of now, it's quite eased out.
Secondly, this was, I mean, as you have been highlighting that the margin is not that remunerative to put the plants and all. And you did allude to two other sentences. One was that we might go for expansion in 25 and 26. I mean, is it cursory remark or something one should read into it?
I think I have been very consistent in my saying earlier also, till the time we are very sure of the raw cotton prices are aligned to the world market, doesn't make sense for any Indian spinner to expand on a commercial basis. The moment we are comfortable that our problem or the overall demand in the world is less, it's no issue. We are also facing the same, the others are also facing the same, no problems at all. But if our cotton prices are higher in India, then we can't compete. So I'd like to wait till the time the resolution happens on those things. And the moment we are comfortable, that we'll expand it. Now, if that doesn't happen, then we are not going to expand in a big way, because that will be having a basic question mark on the viability of the business.
And today also we think there is a 10 to 15% differential. 10 to 15% differential between premium Indian cotton is today also with respect to international.
Yeah, at least 10 cents.
And once is the other question, the other sentence that you used during your talk was, once these concerns are addressed, I mean, we might have an aggressive capex plan. If you can just, let's assume it's a hypothetical thing. Let's assume this the whole differential goes to just 2-3%, which has been earlier case. So from here, 1.3 million spindles, do you think that in a medium term we will add a very strong, very large number to it? I'm just talking about 3 years.
So what I mentioned, the aggressiveness would mean we have already announced 300,000 spindles expansion. You might start looking at why not to expand it in 2 years' time, all those things.
Okay, the 3 lakh that you talked about, 1 lakh you have already done, right, sir?
No, another 2.5 lakh was announced, so maybe 2.5 to 3 lakhs could be another expansion which could be undertaken.
Okay, so when things ease out, this can be a plan that one can
use. This could be a plan in my personal view, but of course, the company has to take a view, but definitely I feel if the opportunity is there, we are having a right margin, companies having lots of cash, and the opportunities are there, why not to expand it?
Yeah, thanks a lot, sir. Those were my questions.
Yeah.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Prerna Junjunwala from Elara Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. I just wanted to understand the demand in the blended yarn. So how is the profitability in cotton versus blended yarn? And is there a long-term demand for blended being better because of cotton being volatile like this?
Surely the blended demand is better. People are moving towards more and more polyester based or viscose based products as well. And if you look at the consumption pattern of both viscose and polyester, it's increasing in India. As of now, the margins are comparable whether it's cotton yarn or blended yarn, because the same spindles can produce anything you want to. And the moment someone looks at, oh, there's a slightly better margin in a particular segment, everyone will start producing that. And again, the margin in that segment will also be coming down. So as of now, whether it's blended yarn or it's cotton yarn, the margins are comparable. But definitely, I feel or I find the overall improvement increase in terms of demand on the blended is improving.
Okay. And profitability is better in blended is what you're saying right now?
No. As of now, I said it's totally comparable. And even in the best of the times, it will be comparable only, because the moment people find cotton yarn is better, they start producing cotton yarn. The moment they find blended is better, they start diverting more capacity on that. So in terms of profitability, there's not going to be much difference between cotton yarn and blended yarn.
Okay.
Your same spindle, same capacity can produce anything you want to.
Oh, is that fungible?
Yeah.
Okay. Understood, sir. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Falguni Datta from Jet Age Securities. Please go ahead. Falguni Datta, your line is unmuted. Please go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, you are audible. Please go
ahead. Yes, sir. Sir, another question on the same line. Why do you think that our cotton prices are not getting aligned with the international cotton prices as they should?
For a simple reason, we can't import today. and the farmer is starved because of the import duty on cotton, and the farmer is holding on to this.
But this duty, I'm not aware of that, so just pardon me for that. Is this duty a new one, or it was there already?
Yeah, this duty was put in the budget of 2021.
Okay. Okay.
So there's an 11% duty. There's an 11% custom duty on import of cotton. So
okay.
Which was put in 2021.
So, sir, then this situation doesn't seem like to be resolving, no? And how will it resolve itself?
The only way to resolve this is the government takes it back if they want to.
Okay. Okay, sir, fine. Thank you. That's all for me.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Manish Dhariwal from Fiducia Capital Advisors Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, so thank you so much for your for this opportunity, and also compliment on some detailed answers that you've shared with us. So like, you know, taking the cue from one of the participants earlier, so like, given the fact that this year we are to go ahead on our CAPEX plan, that is also causing us to, like, you know, maintain some high levels of cash even after assuming the working capital situation improving by, you know, getting into higher inventory. So why can't we look at improving our balance sheet by looking at a buyback which we last did in 2016-17? So basically, I think that will make our business on a balance sheet basis far more robust. And so that improvement will be there, at least, you know, for the shareholders. So what's your view on that?
I think I'm not the right person to answer on that. Definitely, I can give feelings to the board of directors, but probably on the operational side, I can only answer those questions. And this question I can discuss, or I can maybe convey to the board whatever is your view on this.
Right, sir. So, and secondly, sir, like, that, you know, 1,000-odd crores of, you know, increased cotton could have been bought. So I was observing that already, obviously our size has increased, but still our inventory at some 2,400-odd crores is not really less. So, you still feel that higher inventory levels would be required.
Yeah, of course, yes, because normally 31st March our inventory is for about 7 months, 8 months period. So as of now, we only had, I think, about 60 days or so. So maybe another 1,000 crore. Had it been a normal year, I would have added another 1,000 crores of inventory.
Okay, sir. And sir, any possibility of further improvement in our data management system, sir? Like, you know, the number, the data days which had actually gone up earlier, but that was obviously because of the, you know, COVID and other issues. So we have, like, further improvement. But sir, any possibilities of further improvement there?
We do all the stores under letter of credit. Hello?
Yes.
We do all the exports under letter of credit. And normally in the spinning business, the terms of the letter of credit are 90 days to 120 days usance. Though it is covered by the letter of credit, but still technically it is shown as the letter till the time the finally money, though we may get it discounted also, but at the same time the accounting entry will get readjusted only once we get the final payment through our nostro account.
Okay.
So technically debtors only because it's 120 days of LC.
So I understood that, sir. So I was thinking, sir, that, see, given the fact that this year the organization's focus would actually not be, you know, occupied by the expansion, which typically, you know, we do. So, where else, you know, how else could the efficiencies or the improvements can be brought in? So any thoughts on that, sir? Because I'm sure you must be thinking on those lines. So if something of that sort would be shared with us, that would be very useful, sir.
First and foremost priority is to keep running the full capacities. Situation is not normal. Most of the value-added segments are running at about 70%, which means the spinning should also run at about 70-75%. So whosoever is aggressive, whosoever finds the customer, whosoever is in a position to deliver products to the customers in a right time and give a right service, with the variety of products, I think that's a key success. So this is a time where entire focus is first to run the capacities. Two is within the system, whatever the efficiency, productivity, or any improvement possibilities to do that. Third is whenever the segments markets are bad, the customer becomes very choosy. So in terms of servicing them, because they want an immediate order, nobody gives them, normally most of the times, normal times, I have lots of orders which are booked for 6 months, 8 months. Today is a time where no customer wants to place an order more than 30 days, 40 days. How do you make those quick changes and keep supplying to them? So those are very different challenges because nobody is comfortable with the business model. Nobody knows what is happening tomorrow. So everyone wants just in time. I think it's a different word as of now.
Right, sir. So last question. So like, you know, when you're looking at our production and sales data, so we observe that our fabric, production sales were like significantly lower compared to the last year. And so during the call, you also mentioned that, the margin on the fabric side is actually higher. And anyone who can, who an integrated player, who can selling, Vedant sells the fabric, will make better margin. So nobody is better than our company in efficiency and in the thing. Then, sir, why was this drop in the fabric sales and production, sir?
Hello.
Yeah, so
hello.
I think this has been a period where definitely because of the lull in the market, the volumes have come down. So it's not only that we were looking at a higher margins only, so that's why the capacity utilization couldn't be done. The capacity utilization in any case has been on a lower side because of the lower demand. The margins improved by default because the yarn prices kept coming down, so their margins improved in this period. If you look at increasing yarn prices, always the fabric margins comes down because they book the orders and by the time they deliver it, the yarn prices have gone up. And this is a reversal of the case where the margins have improved better because the cotton because the yarn prices kept coming down wherever they book it for 3 months, 4 months, and by the time they deliver, the market prices of yarn are on a lower side.
Okay, sir. So thank you, sir. Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Varun Gajaria from Systematics Group. Please go ahead.
Hi, Swarl. I wanted to check what is the revenue split for yarn and fabric segment for FY23?
Sorry, I couldn't understand your question.
What is the revenue split for yarn and fabric segment for FY23?
Sorry, we do not share that separately.
Oh, all right.
No.
All right, no problem. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Anil Kumar Sharma, individual investor. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir, and thanks for the good numbers for the last quarter, better numbers. So my question is, how much we are exporting to China and Bangladesh? Number, this is one. The second question is, under textile PLI scheme, are we thinking on those lines, and what are the guidelines on any light on that PLI scheme textile?
So Bangladesh, China are significant markets for India. Of course, China last 6 months has been very, very silent, but they have started coming back again. So China, in the overall volume of things, is almost 25% of the Indian consumption, which of course in this period has been less. Bangladesh is definitely bigger. Almost 35% capacity of spinning goes to the Bangladesh only. So our ratios will also be aligned to that. Two, on the PLI is basically for the 100% synthetic products. We haven't applied anything under this PLI scheme, so there is no plan for us to go in for 100% synthetic fabric-based business. So we will not be having any advantage of PLI.
Okay, sir. Technical textile also, we are not thinking on those
lines. We are not in the technical textile. So our fabric business is only apparel fabric.
We are not thinking on those lines. Okay.
We are not thinking. In any case, for the PLI, you have to have separate company because you can't do it in the same company. So there are different conditions which the government has put in. We did not find it really suitable for our perspective.
So my last question is, do you think that at the second half, after October, though it is not clear that, but do you think that our margins will be in the range of, we can think of this 18% or 15 to 18% margin in the second half?
My personal feeling is, going by what has happened today, the demand is slowly started coming back to the work markets. As I mentioned, some segments are showing improvement, and also every segment from the worst is better. So as things will pass, I think the restocking with whatever whosoever has will also keep finishing, and people will start coming for the buying. Third, if you look at the U.S. interest rates, it's almost like, looks like it's picked up, and now it's only the stability or the correction will happen. If you look at the energy prices in Europe, it is definitely lower than the peak which is touched, and slowly it is also readjusting to the current prices. Having said all these things, it looks like definitely once the demand starts coming in, the normalcy in business happens, surely the improvement in every segment of the business would happen, which is kind of an exception in this period of last 6 months. So if you ask me personally, I'm definitely buoyant. Beyond September, October, our new cotton will also be coming in. So I hope by that time the prices will also get readjusted. And once the demand is there, then why not the improvement happen? Should happen.
Thank you, sir. Good luck. Wish you good luck.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Anik Mitra from Finhartha. Please go ahead.
Am I audible, sir?
Yes, you are audible. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir. Thanks for taking my question. Sir, like in the system, like we are exporting yarn globally, mainly China or Bangladesh, whatever. Now the query, my question is, during this period, like when Indian cotton prices are quoting higher than international prices, or maybe in line with the international prices, and when the consumer is getting better quality US cotton, better quality US yarn, cotton yarns along with Indian cotton, then why international consumers are procuring Indian cotton, Indian yarn? Because, sir, one thing here, that Indian spinners are still making some money out of export. So my question is, why then Indian cottons are procured by international consumers?
The customer has all kind of products. There are some products where the customer doesn't want contamination at all. So their preference will be to buy the yarn made out of Australian or American cotton only, because there is no contamination. And the customer generally fix a price for that based upon the international prices of New York future and the imported or the American cotton. The similar same customer has lots of products which will be used for the darker colors products, or where the contamination could be acceptable. So he's buying the Indian yarn, but at the same time, his price benchmark is lower than the contamination-free yarn. That's what he's doing. So why would he pay a premium on something which is where he can use the contaminated cotton? He'll not buy the American cotton for that. So for American cotton, whatever the price, there will be a discount compared to that for the contaminated cotton yarn. Cotton for the yarn made out of contaminated cotton. That's what it is.
Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, this was the last question. I now hand the conference over to the management for the closing remarks.
Yeah, thank you, Prashant. So as I think definitely there is an improvement in the numbers in the business compared to where we were third quarter. But as I mentioned, next 3, 4, 5 months could be again a roller coaster where all our efforts are to utilize the full capacity and serve, keep serving the customer, because whatever is happening today, maybe our cotton prices are higher or lower, but it's only the temporary phase. And eventually, I think the readjustments would happen, if not today, maybe 6 months down the line or so and so on. In the meantime, we can't lose our customers, so we have to really ensure the long-term viability or the long-term advantages which we have created should not be compromised with. So that's where our thought is to keep delivering or to keep serving our customers with whatever products they require, so that we can retain them or we can continue to build our better relations. So as I mentioned, our first effort was to keep using the almost full capacity, which we are doing it as of now, and all efforts are on that. Second is also in terms of improving fabric utilization also. And third is that whatever ideas we have for improvement in the internal efficiencies and all. And including, so whatever, one is the retaining the customer, which is a long-term kind of a thing. Two, we are also not compromising anything or our modernization base, because that's something which is advantage which the organizations create for a longer period of time. So even in the worst of the times, our modernization process is continuing. And I'm sure whatever advantages we have created over the last many years, we'll continue to do the same. And as the business will keep improving, as the things become stable, I'm sure the business would also improve. So I thank every one of you for having the patience remaining with the company. And I'm sure I can assure you from the management's perspective, we are doing our level best. And I'm sure as the situation improves, our company numbers would also be aligned or will be improving accordingly. So thank you very much and good day to all of you.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Batliwala and Karani Securities, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.